Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Here's an interesting one. Hi, Niall. Can you ask your listeners for advice on what to do with a neighbour's barking dog? Not barking mad, barking loud, obviously. I'm at home every day, as I'm not well. I spend a lot of time in the bed and tend to sleep a lot during the day. Recently, my neighbour got a dog, and I have barely slept a wink since. They work, and the poor dog is left outside in the back garden all day long. From morning until evening, I hear the dog crying and barking, and it's clearly not happy. Apart from this, I get on very well with my neighbours. I don't want to make a huge issue or a fuss about this, but it's really starting to affect me negatively. I feel so sorry for the poor animal. I don't understand why anyone would get a dog if they don't have the time to actually be at home with it every single day. I'm looking for some advice from your listeners as to what I should do about this very awkward situation. But I need my sleep. So, that's it, isn't it, really, in a nutshell? What do you do in this situation? What do you think this person should do? Lying in bed, she's feeling unwell, obviously. This dog is barking next to her. All day long, it would drive you nuts. Maybe you've been in the situation. I want to hear. Also, do you think it's cruel to have a dog and leave it in the back garden all day? That's a whole other issue, isn't it? Some people will say they love their dog, but they have to work and that it's necessary to leave the dog on their own. Others, however, disagree and believe that a dog should never be left on its own. I mean, realistically, you wouldn't leave a three-year-old on their own, would you? So what do you think? What advice would you offer this woman? What should this woman do about this constant barking of the neighbour's dog? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text, all right? Now, Roisin.
Hello.
How are you, Roisin?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you having a happy Friday?
Ah, sure. Every Friday's happy, isn't it?
Have you got a plan for the weekend, apart from watching the Late Late Show?
Have I got... the Late Late Show. Yeah, I've not recorded. I'm only messing. no plans. Chill out.
Well, actually, I am going to watch the Late Late Show tonight for a change. I normally don't.
I because don't even know what's on it.
John Bercow is on it tonight.
Right.
You know him, for the Speaker of the House, the House of Parliament. Order!
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's on it. Should be interesting.
Oh, there you go.
So it should be interesting, but then again, Ryan is interviewing him, so it may not be.
Yeah.
All right. But okay, getting back to the barking dog.
Right. Well, it's very cruel, isn't it? It's very cruel to keep a dog in the back garden like that all day.
And the dog is barking. It's clearly distressed.
Yeah, like, I mean, listen, I'd love a dog. Love a dog. But I live in an apartment.
Right.
So,
you're not allowed. Is there restrictions?
It's a grey area. What they say is don't keep any pet that will cause disturbance in the building. So I suppose if you have a little dog, a little small Yorkie or whatever, but you're there and you have him out and he's not doing anything on the balconies or whatever, I'm sure it's probably fine.
Right, okay.
But it wouldn't be a very happy, well-rounded dog, I don't think. That's my opinion.
Well, it's not practical, so, really, is it, in your situation?
No.
I mean, where is he going to go to the toilet? He doesn't put a little nappy on him or something.
Well, you just have to bring them out.
You can get dog nappies, by the way.
Schedule, don't they?
You can get a dog nappy if you live in an apartment.
Oh. There you go. Yeah. Well, no, my nappy changing days are over. Thank you very much. I don't think it's fair. It's terrible now, and she's not well. You see, just because a dog lover is a dog lover doesn't mean everybody in the estate has to be a dog lover.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, it's not fair, you know.
Mm. So what should she do? Because she said she gets on well with a neighbour, and she kind of doesn't want to cause an issue or make a fuss either, you know what I mean? So
I'd maybe drop a little slip of paper through the door, just saying, are you aware all day that the dog is barking? And I wouldn't necessarily sign it.
Right, okay, so do it in different handwriting or something like that, anonymous type thing.
Well, I mean, and don't send the Christmas card the next day then.
With the same loves and kisses at the end of it. Yeah.
It's a difficult one because your relationship with your neighbour is very important.
It's essential.
Because they can make your life misery.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know people who have bought the most wonderful houses, lived in the most wonderful areas, and loved where they lived, and then a new neighbour moves in and life becomes hell. So your neighbour can destroy your quality of life.
100%. And, a dog barking is a lot better than a party every Saturday night going into the early hours of Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But It is a bit insensitive. I wonder, they might say, well, I didn't know the dog was barking. I would argue, I'm sure you do know if you have a barky type of dog.
Yeah, see, I was very conscious of that when we got Millie, right, my dog, when she was
young. I feel like I know Millie.
Yeah, when she was younger, you feel like you know her, do you? But when she was younger, she used to bark her brains out. So, when I come in, I'd let her out to go to the Jack's because she'd been in the house all day, whatever, right? And she'd run outside and she barked at birds. I haven't a clue what she was barking at. But she'd run around the backyard like a lunatic, barking at every bird she'd see or everything she'd see. Mm. And I'd have to go, get down in there, you. So I'd have to bring her in because I was very conscious of the fact that it's a kind of quiet neighbourhood. And I was conscious of the fact that she was pissing people off.
But a dog inside barking is not nothing in comparison to a dog outside barking. Mm-hmm. You know, like, now I have a cat, like, so, you know, they take care of themselves, so to speak. But I wouldn't even leave the cat now by himself for big, long periods of time.
Yeah, but a cat can be a pain in the arse because they go into other people's gardens and shit all over the place and wee.
Well, my guy's house only. He's indoor only.
Okay, so it's pedigree, is it?
No, it's not that. It's just we're near a busy road and I just, fleas and all the other things that come in about it, whether I thought about it inside, outside, and we made the decision he's an inside cat, but now he gets plenty of time out on the balcony.
Right. Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, my partner has an inside cat. She is a little pedigree cat and it won't even go out in bad weather to go to the toilet.
They really are. They're lovely little things.
I was never really a lover of cats until I met her. And I have to say, I do like the cat now. No, I probably don't like all cats, you know, but I wouldn't mind. I have two of them as well. They're feral cats who come and I feed them three times
just
a day.
Just feed them a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, I love them. Part of the family.
All right. Okay, well, stay there. Tony, you're on Classic Kids. Tony reckons, Roisin reckons an anonymous note maybe slipped in the door, Tony.
Yeah, with a bullet in it, maybe.
Oh, God, Tony. Jesus Christ. I'm going to bring the tone of the show down on a Friday.
Sorry, Niall, but... Come here, if you have a house, if people living next door to you are having house parties every night, right?
You call the police.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, if you had said to them to keep it down and they didn't, you'd call the police, yeah.
But you'd call the cops and maybe bring the girls involved in it. The same thing as a dog barking on, he's keeping you awake. The same thing having a house party. You go do something about it. Have a word with the neighbour and say, look, that dog is keeping us awake all night. You have to do something with him. And if you're not in the window with him, well, I'm afraid you have to...
You're off to a bad start then with your new neighbour, aren't you, really? If you're moaning about their dog and they're only living there a wet day, you're kind of off to a bad start.
Well, you have to let him know where he stands to your new neighbour, don't you?
Yeah, but see, the neighbour's argument is that obviously nowadays, you know, both parents sometimes have to work.
The neighbour knows about the dog barking all night, does he?
Well, I don't know if the neighbour knows. I'm sure the neighbour does know the dog barks.
He only knows his own dog is barking all night.
Yeah.
Well, then, come here, you have a week to solve the problem.
That sounds quite menacing, Tony. You have a week to solve it, and I'll solve it.
Yeah.
And what would you do, Tony?
I don't know. You can always give him a bit of steak during the day, with a bit of extra food in it, with a mixture.
You'd poison the dog.
Tony,
don't be so horrible.
Well,
why would you poison the dog?
You give him a chance.
It's not the dog's fault.
It's like you're driving a car speed and you get a warning from a guard. It's the same thing as a dog. You get a warning, you give a warning, give him a choice whether he wants the dog to keep alive or do you want to put him down.
That's a bit much, Roisin, isn't it?
But no, like, you can give somebody a few bob to come in and walk your dog. I mean, I live near the park and you see a guy with about 10 leaves out walking a whole load of dogs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if that dog got out for an hour in the middle of the day, it could be a completely different story. Like, he's probably just bored.
Yeah, Tony wants to poison the dog. He wants to kill the dog.
He doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean it.
You could always give a fella a few pounds to fuck you rid of him.
The scary thing, Roisin, is he actually does. If I remember rightly, Tony told me a story about a dog going back about 2 years. I have a very good memory, Tony. About two years ago, you told me a story, wasn't it?
We'll have a drink over that some night and we'll have a chat about that one.
No, let's remind the listeners, Tony.
I can't go back to that story, lad.
Why can't you go back to that story? Did you get hounded, pardon the pun, for months after it? This is the story about you going out into the forest with the dog that you didn't want anymore.
It's amazing how the truth always sticks in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah. Didn't want the dog, Roisin. Didn't like us. Brought it out into the forest.
You're joking.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And he lives in rural Ireland and possesses a shotgun. Can I point that out?
Accidental death.
Right. Oh, my God. Well,
Daddy thinks it's funny, but go on. Yeah, sorry, Roisin. Yeah.
No, I've a friend found a dog that way, a gorgeous lab. And now Charlie's in with her a few years, and he's a very lucky doggy. But look, that's neither here nor there. I'm sure they love the dog, but they need to invest. You know, pet's an investment, so they need to sort somebody out to come in and look on that dog. And
exactly,
you know, it's not fair.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Niall.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say, for example, Tony, it was a baby crying, right? And babies do cry a lot, right? You wouldn't blame the baby.
No, you can understand all that, yeah? Yeah. I'm not blaming the dog at all.
You are. You're telling me you'd have to end the dog's life if they didn't do something about it.
If the owners don't do anything about it, yes, of course. It's the owner's responsibility.
So if the owner didn't do anything about it, you give him a week. If he didn't do anything about it, there'd be a bit of steak with a bit of poison over the wall.
Would that be not the best thing?
I'm not condoning that. No, it's not the best thing. I'm not condoning that kind of behaviour. But however, I'm just saying that just seems bizarre and callous.
Or phone the... Before I do that, I phone the dog warden, because I don't think anybody actually has the dog licence that they should have for their dog. So phone the dog warden. I need to get the dog rehomed, but now I wouldn't be putting him out in misery.
Do you have a cat licence?
You can't...
I think there is. Isn't there a license for cats as well?
No, there's not.
I didn't know. They kind of went on a rampage for dog licenses about 5 years ago. They start calling to people's doors and all sorts of carry on. Like the TV license inspector, the dog license inspector. God. And I think I did have one at one stage. I don't think I have one now. But.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you really now were going to go down that road and you'd be in a bonnet about it, you could probably phone the dog warden, because I doubt most people will have a dog license now, in fairness.
I don't think many people have dog licences. Let me just go to Jackie. Jackie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jackie?
Greetings from Limerick, Niall. How are you?
Greetings. Is it sunny Limerick today?
It was sunny, but it's kind of dull again, you know.
It's Friday. It's the weekend. Sure, who cares,
it is,
Jackie?
It is.
So, what would you do in that situation? You were in a similar situation, were you?
Well, I'll tell you what happened now, right, okay? And some people might say I deserve this, but I thought it was a terrible way to handle a situation, right? I turned on the radio. Yeah. I have two dogs, right? And one of them, they're actually only getting used. They were getting used to each other because one is mine and one is belongs to somebody else. And they were getting used to each other. But the small fella was barking, the Jack Russell, and the boxer was grand. But they were barking anyway. But you don't take any notice yourself, I suppose. You know,
because you kind of get used to it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't take any notice. But anyway, I received a letter in the letterbox, stamped with the county council's logo and everything on it. And it was a very threatening letter.
And what's it say?
It said, you know, that we have recorded you at 10 past 4 in the morning. We have recorded you at 1 o'clock in the morning. We have audio and video of this.
Audio? The council had audio and video of the dog?
But there's a longer story than that.
Right, okay, right? Okay.
And I said, that's strange, you know, the county council sending that, you know. And I said, I said, look, do you know what? We'll go and we'll get something to see. Can we get them to stop barking? So I went away and I spent €64 each on two barking collars.
They're the ones that give them a little electric shock or something.
Yeah, and I don't like doing that.
Yeah, it's a little bit cruel, yeah.
It's desperate. Like, you have a dog yourself. I have dogs all my life, and I just didn't want to do it. But I said, look, okay, I'll be the good neighbour, and I'll see what I can do. And that was, what, 60, 128 euro?
Yeah.
And I came back anyway. But the letter was bugging me, and I said, why couldn't these people... And I was going around saying, who is it?
Who's the snitch? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, it couldn't be her, it couldn't be him.
Yeah, don't name them on the air, whatever you do. Yeah, but go on.
And I get on very well with my neighbours. We were in a cul-de-sac, so it could only be a few people.
Right.
So I went out anyway to the county council, and I said, look, I said, I'm quite disturbed about the letter you sent me. I said, it's very threatening and in the manner. And they took it anyway. They came back out to me after 20 minutes of waiting and said, this is not a legal letter at all.
Oh, it was a fake letter?
It was a fake letter with County Council of Limerick on it.
How clever was that?
No.
So the neighbour had basically fraudulently photocopied a fake letter from the council with audio recordings and video recordings of your dog.
Yeah. How bad was that?
Jeez, some people are very creative, Roisin.
I'm laughing now. It's like a demon.
Did you kind of have an idea who it is now?
I didn't, but if you're bloody well listening, would you not knock at the door and tell me yourself, you know?
Yeah. That was clever, Tony. A fake letter from the council. Oh, he's gone. I was going to he turned on his hearing aid.
So that's the kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, I have it done now and they're on it. And I
and how do, by the way, those collar things that you got to give them an electric shock, now, I don't necessarily agree with them, but how do they work for you? Do they work
they
at all?
They do work, you know. Now, I take it off at the big fella, the boxer, because he, just a small little Jack Russell, the terrier that was driving him mad. You know,
yeah. Well, sorry, Roisin, you're still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Would you agree with those? You know, you can get all these things now, these gadgets nowadays, particularly, say, for a dog who's kind of likes to run off a little bit and out of the garden, where you can put a thing around and it gives him an electric shock if he moves too far, or if he barks, it gives him an electric shock.
I'm not overly educated on dogs. I have to be perfectly honest.
Well, how would you feel if I put one on your cat?
Well, oh, God, no. Are you joking me?
So every time the cat meowed too loud, because cats can be really noisy too. Is your cat noisy?
He's great crack.
They do that baby sound thing. Do you ever hear cats do that?
You see when they meow, they don't communicate with other cats that way. They're communicating with you. So usually they do it when, like that, they want something. So they're either bored or hungry. So my guy will meow, and then I say, it's perfect time, and I say to him, hungry cat, say meow, and he goes, meow.
Well, I have to say, my partner's cat doesn't actually meow, because I don't think she's ever heard another cat meow, and so she doesn't know what to do. So she makes this noise where she sounds like some sort of, I don't know, demonic, something demonically possessed. It's like, it's the weirdest noise. And she does it in the middle of the night. And then proceeds to run up and down the hall like a lunatic, right?
Oh, well, that's their party time. They dance on your chest at about 3 a.m.
And she climbs up the door frames. I go, what is she? We call it, she's batshitting. Sorry, getting back to Jackie's story anyway, but that was it. That was intriguing anyway, wasn't it? I mean, Roisin, a fraudulent letter from the council. It's a good idea.
It worked. Yeah, it worked. But as she said, that woman sounds very reasonable, and she would have preferred the knock at the door.
Right.
So maybe honesty is the best policy. But I wouldn't risk falling out with my neighbour, because as I said, your neighbour can make or break you.
I mean, Jackie, would you have been more pissed off if they came to your door and said, can you shut your dog up?
No, I would much prefer if they came to the door, Niall, you know?
Right.
And said it straight out. What happened the old days when people had a problem, they came up to the door and said it. Instead, it's all this underhanded stuff and putting it on social media and
curtain twitching, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I'm laughing now, but I was fairly upset with it, I can tell you. The county council took a copy of it. They weren't impressed at all.
It'd be interesting to find out who it is, because whoever it was, that's actually fraud.
Yeah.
It is illegal. Speaking of illegal, by the way, Mary, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, Mary, you went one step further. You took a neighbour to court.
There's an act there. It's called Section 25 of the Control of Dogs Barking Act. It's a nuisance barking act.
Now, right.
I didn't know anything about this till I'd done my homework. The guards didn't know anything about this. So I had approached these neighbours. A year and a half I put up with the dog barking from 8 o'clock in the morning, might come back at 10 o'clock, might come back at 2 o'clock in the morning, constant barking. So I approached them and they told me to politely go away.
Right. Did they use the F word or anything like that?
We go down the proper route now and we'll deal with it. So I did my homework and I found out that there was an act there. So I went into the district court and paid €25 and I sent them a summons.
Right.
They refused to take the summons, but he was quick enough to get one of the barking collars for the dog. After a year and a half of putting up with it, it has stopped.
Right. Well, good. That's good news and it worked well.
People don't know that act is there. Even the Gardaí, I got the dog warden to them, these people, because I had other issues with the dog attacking me. And the dog warden told me that there's nothing that they can do.
The dog was attacking you?
Yes, Niall.
What, so when you were walking out of your house down the road, the dog would go after you?
I have a big breed dog, and this dog, I was getting out of my car one day, he attacked me.
And why, do they let the dog roam around the road?
They were neighbours that moved in and were letting the dog out. I was closing my gates in another night at 12 o'clock and this dog came. Now, I'm not frightened of dogs, Niall, but this wasn't on. So I sent the Gardaí 3 times to them and the dog warden twice to these people. And I had to eventually...
I'm assuming you don't have a good relationship with these people anymore.
I walk in and out my gate. These were not neighbours to me, that he didn't even apologise for this dog attacking me. But he also had attacked another neighbour.
Right. And how many dogs does this neighbour have? Is it just the one?
This was enough now.
Is he a big dog?
The dog could bark. so much in my life.
Well, see, dogs will bark, particularly if they're left alone. Some dogs have abandonment issues.
He's locked in all day from 7:45 in the morning. They might come home at 5:00. They might come home at 6:00. Then it could be later. The dog's not walked or nothing, Niall.
Right, and is the dog out? So you're saying indoors? So is the dog inside barking?
Outside.
Outside during
the day.
Right.
They'll bring him in when they come home then because they won't listen to the dog barking.
Right, okay, yeah, I know that. I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so I put up with it for 1.5 years. I had a major operation last October and came home from hospital one evening and I had to listen to that dog barking.
No, you're right, because it can be very upsetting.
It
and
is,
I know,
right.
I know. I mean, I had a neighbour, when I was saying a neighbour, it was somebody who lived a reasonable distance away from me, but their alarm kept going off every single day. They'd leave to go to work, whatever. Yeah. And for some reason, there must have been a sensitivity problem with it. Every day it would go off.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
I live out the country, Niall, so you can imagine this dog constantly barking. As I said, it was terrible, but some of my neighbours stood by me because they were giving out and they made complaints to the guards because I thought at one stage the guards thought I was gone off my rocker.
Right, and they thought you thought maybe they think I'm being petty here.
Yeah. Until my neighbours, four other neighbours, went and gave their statements and said, no, we're not putting up with it no more. So I went into the district courthouse, paid my €25, sent the summons, but he refused to take the summons, but it stopped after that, Niall.
And what happened because he refused to take the summons? Did they send a bench warrant out for him?
No. They sent the summons back to the courthouse and it was sent back to me.
Right, okay.
But
you didn't take any further action because it stopped.
Yes, it stopped, Niall.
Right. Okay. That's the main thing. Once it stopped.
I'd done that from day one. I wouldn't have had to go to that.
Yeah, so why didn't they just do that from the very start? And they would have saved everyone the bother of going to courts and all sorts of things.
These seemingly are not nice people. They think they're above you. These are two
people can be like that.
They think they're above you.
Mm, mm, mm.
But if it was my dog that done it, I'd have had to get my dog put asleep.
And I know I'm like, as I said to you, when Millie was younger, she barked a lot more than she does now. And she'd run out the back and she'd bark her brains out. And I'd be very conscious. I'd bring her straight back in again if I heard her barking.
Yeah.
And she knew then, she got used to it, that if she started barking out the back garden, she was brought back in again. Yeah. So she stopped.
You can tell that lady now that there's a Section 25 if she doesn't get anywhere, because people don't know about this, Niall.
Right. Well, I'm sure she might be listening. So this is the woman that's ill in the house. There's a Section 25.
Of the Control of Dogs Act 1986. And if you look that up, it will give you every information that you need.
Okay, good. Good bit of advice. Thanks for that, Mary. And I'm glad you have a more peaceful life now.
Bye, Niall.
Bye. All right. Okay, well, there you go. Mary said it there. There's a section of the law prohibiting a nuisance dog barking. And if the guards don't know about it, tell them about it. Tell them Mary sorted her dog out. Let me know what you would do. Would you bring your neighbour to court? Mary did because she's at the end of her tether. Would you bring your neighbour to court? And what about the dog being left out of the back garden all day? Why would you buy a dog if it's going to be left out of the back garden all day in the first place? And a lot of people are texting in about these collars, by the way. Somebody said these collars are cruel. You wouldn't put a collar on a person or a child if they were talking too much. I understand, but it isn't a person or a child, really, is it? And something has to be done if a dog is barking. And some dogs just do bark a lot. Somebody mentions here, Niall, Jack Russells are the worst dogs for barking. Glad she didn't put a collar on the bulldog. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, what would you do in that situation? A lot of people seem very upset about this whole dog barking thing. We got a message here on WhatsApp as well.
She was overnight at a wedding and she'd been telling me about the dog at the back of her that never stopped barking. Now, it was brought into the house in the daytime, but at night time it was put out in the garden. So I was sleeping in the back bedroom that night, minding the kids, and the dog never stopped barking, barking, barking. So I got out the phone book and I looked up her number. This was 3 a.m. And she answered the phone and I started barking. Wah, wah, wah. And I said, shut the dog up. And that dog never barked after that.
What a great idea. Let me go to Jim. Jim, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jim?
Noel, happy Friday. How are you doing?
Happy Friday. Good weekend plan, Jim. You doing that nice?
Nah, sure. It's better than having to go to work, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well, sometimes it is. Most times it is.
The old couch potato. Couch potato with the remote control and a big cup of tea. A few Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, late, late show.
Listen, I have a problem. Yeah, well, I had a problem. But it wasn't with dogs, but cats. There was certainly two, if not three cats kept on doing a wee up against the door. And the smell was unreal.
The smell of cat pee can be really, poignant.
Yeah. Now,
Pungent.
It was really, it was that bad, like, for example, that when you went into the hall, you'd get it.
Yeah.
You know, the house would be empty in the daytime. You come back in the evening time, and just the Peggy Dell was unreal, you know?
Right.
It's just minging. Now, I've known one of the cats I know belonged to an individual that lived nearby. So I went down and I said, look, listen. I said, the cat keeps on going to the toilet. We have a small dog in the that stays in the house. It's only a little small thing, you know? And it doesn't be outside. We let her out when we get back in the evening or whatever. You'll pull her back from school. And I'd say to either they were just marking the territory. They could hear the dog bark because the dog would be on the other side of the door going berserk.
So they essentially thought they were peeing at the dog, yeah.
Well, yeah, just to mark their territory. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm not an expert or anything. Anyway, I spoke to... I knew where one of the cats... Because sometimes when you drive in, see, the cats would be in the porch right, sitting there, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, look, he says, there's nothing to do with me. Cats are cat. I can't control where they're going. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I said, look, I said, it's not on. I said, if I came and I urinated up against your door every night of the week,
you'd be very quick to go to the guards.
Yeah, you wouldn't be happy about it anyway. Yeah. So that was that. And then I tried other stuff. Now, we did try. We put down pepper. We put down chili powder.
Oh, what about the old trick for the cats was the half-empty litre bottle of water? You know that one?
That's supposed
to work, by the way. If you get an empty litre bottle, take the label off it, right? You know, the plastic bottles, although we shouldn't be using plastic bottles nowadays, allegedly. All right, and you half fill it with water and then just put it on the grass or put it in the garden. And get a few of them if you have to. And seemingly the reflection of the water, because cats hate water, you know, makes them think there's some sort of, you know, water there and they won't come near the house. So that's what I've been told. I don't know.
But I tell you what they do, hey, and it worked. They don't like antifreeze. That's what I did. I got cough filled and I mixed antifreeze in with it, and then that was it.
That could kill them.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to kill them, Jim.
Well, I had enough. It was enough. It was causing problems in the house, the smell, and that was it. So what was I going to do? You got a thing, whatever. So I left it out.
And where did you get that plan from? Did you come up with that in your head? I think I put antifreeze in the food.
Well, I heard it before. Someone had said it to me. The old antifreeze has the ethanol or ethanol in it or whatever, and then that does the job. So I did that, and then to cover me tracks, I went down to your man's house a week afterwards, and I said, that cat's still going to the toilet up against the door. You better do something about it. And then he, like, started crying into my face. Oh, I haven't seen the cat. Well, this is the smell outside my door is still unreal. So I says, it's obviously still mooching around. And that was that. And that was the problem solved.
Well, hang on. I understand your frustration, Jim. And yeah, it's not nice. It really isn't that. The owner should take responsibility if the cat is peeing against your door on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
But I also equally don't agree with doing any harm to the cat. The cat is just an animal. It's just
doing
what it does naturally.
Yeah, but I know, but not against my door.
No, I understand that.
We all look, you have to go to work, I go to work, come home in the evening. You know, okay, sometimes things can go wrong. You can have, like, a dog barking or things, and it causes you a lot of stress. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, if you own an animal, whether it's a cat, a dog, a hamster, or a rabbit, you have a responsibility. Now, if someone came knocking to my door and said, okay, my dog, for example, is barking, it's only a little small thing. The dog is only about 3 kilos in size. It's like a bag of sugar. But, I mean, same thing. When you let her out in the garden, runs around, she'll bark like a lunatic for a few minutes, and then that's it. She's calmed down, and then that's it. But, I mean, if someone came to my door and said, your dog is barking all the time, I'd sort that out straight away. You know, and be it whatever, you know, to do. In respect for my neighbours, or the people.
Yeah, you feel it's your responsibility to sort it out, and I absolutely agree with you, and it is your responsibility if your dog or cat has been a nuisance. But that's still, I don't think that still warrants you poisoning the animal.
Well, if the owners weren't prepared to do it, what other recourse have they got, Niles, to be honest with you, really? You know, when you're put into a corner, you have to say to yourself, for your own sanity, because, as I said to you before, the problem was that this, as stupid as it might seem of an issue, was causing problems at home. Well, we should come home, my damn cats again, blah, 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 do something about it, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it gets to a point where it's affecting your
quality of life. I get all of that part. I just don't get the part where you believed it was the right thing to do to poison the cat and thought there might have been some other way of solving the problem. Some of the texts, by the way, coming in about Jim. That's murder. I'm absolutely horrified. Antifreeze. He should be arrested. Okay. Also, stay there, please, Jim, because I want to go to Claire as well. Claire, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Claire?
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Well, how are you doing, Niall Boylan?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Claire?
I'm great, and you got no on boiling today.
I got what?
You got no on boiling today.
No.
No on boiling today?
No, no on boiling, yes. No, no. Why, do you want to boil?
Yeah. No, I don't want to boil.
Okay.
I just wanted to say to you...
You might want to boil a Jim there because he killed a cat.
Yeah, just for another day.
All right, okay.
Another show.
Okay, okay. Well, okay. Well, I know John wants to talk to him in a second. But anyway, you had a neighbour. You believe the neighbour should mind the dog?
The neighbour that was talking about the dog originally in the first text.
Yeah, but she was unwell. She said she was unwell.
Maybe she could take the dog in.
Why would she do that? It's not her responsibility, is it?
It's not her responsibility. No, I know that.
Yeah.
But dogs are very nice as therapy.
Well, they are, yeah, depending on the dog, the type of dog, yeah.
But if the dog is an actual nice dog, maybe the dog could go in and sleep beside her when she's sleeping.
Right, okay.
That's actually therapy.
Mm. Jim, you wouldn't have thought of minding the cats for the neighbour, no?
Not a chance.
The cat?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a cat person.
Oh, you're not a cat person, no?
No.
No.
I wouldn't be minding cats for people.
So if your neighbour's dog was barking and they had to keep going to work and leaving the dog outside, you'd say, well, look, I'll mind the dog.
I would, because I have a dog.
Oh, right, okay. But see, well, you might like dogs. Mean, maybe she doesn't like dogs.
I live in Doolin.
Right, okay.
In West Clare.
Yeah.
So I have like half an acre.
You've plenty of land, plenty of space for the dog to run around on.
The dog in, and I would have the dog in with my own dog.
Right.
My dog, Murphy Baggins.
Murphy Baggins is the dog.
Yeah.
Where did you get the name Murphy Baggins?
You know, Frodo Baggins.
Oh, Frodo, yeah, right.
Yeah,
from The Hobbit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So,
interesting name for a dog, Murphy Baggins. Although I have a friend who has a cat called Roger Federer. Stay there for a second. I want to go to John as well before this runs out. We run out of time here. Because, John, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Yeah, you wanted to talk to Jim there.
I did indeed. I just wondered, like, I mean, if Jim was living next door to Mr. 18 Stone Cog.
Are you on a speakerphone, John?
No.
Okay, go on. Okay.
I wonder if he was living next door to Mr. 18 Stone Cog with a load of convictions, some of GBH. Would he be so fast to poison the cat then?
Right, okay, so you think the neighbour might have been a soft target. Jim, he basically said, I don't know if you heard him or not.
I heard what he said, yeah. Actually, the bloke concerned is bigger than me, and I'm big. I'm over 100 kilos in size, and I'm tall. So I'm not. Your man is bigger than me. So that doesn't bother me. Not afraid of that one. The only thing that comes through my door is bills. That's all. Now, anyone coming back and giving me grief, that's not the issue. The issue here is, and if you're an animal owner, and whether it's a cat, a dog, a hamster, rather, you have a responsibility. If that animal is causing problems for your neighbours, then you're liable at the end of the day. If you're not prepared to take up the mantle and resolve the problem,
Jim,
well then,
I ask you, Jim, did you actually approach the owner?
What?
Did you approach the owner?
I did, yeah.
Oh, he did. No, he did say he approached the owner and they done nothing about it.
Yeah, well that still doesn't excuse like poisoning an animal. But what a friend of mine actually did, right, was this situation, you know, something similar, right, but it was a dog. And they couldn't get any sleep, whatever. He did approach the owners, right, who ignored. No, there's no way he would poison an animal, right. So what he did, he started playing music at all hours of the night, hammering on the walls. And then when they passed out the next day, he told them, this is going to happen every single night now. You will not get a wink of sleep, even if I can't sleep.
There's a lot of effort involved in that, isn't there, in fairness?
Yeah, there was, but I
tell you what. That's only more stress.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, it worked. They got rid of it.
Yeah, but how long would you have to be doing? I mean, if a neighbour's dog was barking or a cat was peeing on my door or whatever it is, I'm not going to get up in the middle of the night and start playing music and bagging them.
Yeah, well, my remedy worked and it didn't cause any... In fact,
it caused a lot of upset for the owner of the cat, obviously. Well, he missed his cat. I mean, you killed his cat.
They didn't get another cat. I'll put it that way to you.
Yeah, okay, but you still missed his cat and he still... You know,
I don't care. I mean,
I appreciate you're saying that he didn't have responsibility for the animal. That's fair enough and I understand that. And, you know, and I understand
he
how...
Act in it.
Yeah, and I understand it's not nice to have somebody else's cats peeing up against your door every day, marking their territory or whatever the hell they do, right? Somebody, by the way, mentioned if the cat had been neutered, that wouldn't have happened. You're probably right.
Cat urine, I mean, once it's there for a little bit...
Yeah, it smells bad. Smells
it gets
bad.
It gets very funky, especially on a hot day.
I know. I had a cat climbed up into the engine of my car last year. You know that they climb up into the engines of your car sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. A bit of heat.
Yeah, and he peed all over the engine, and I got back into the car, and I turned on the air conditioning, and the smell is atrocious.
Yeah.
So I understand what that's about, but I still don't believe it warrants killing the cat.
Okay, well, look, you're entitled to your opinion, as I am mine. I mean, all I'm just saying is that...
And I'd say the cat died, as somebody mentions here, the cat probably died in agony, which they probably did because you poisoned the cat.
Well, they don't know that. They don't know. It's like poisoning an animal. How do you know they died in agony?
You don't poison an animal, Jim. You know what I mean? There has to be another way of dealing with a situation.
People put down... Well, hold on, Noel. If you want to be technical about it, they put down poison for rats. A rat's an animal.
Yeah, but a cat is not a rat.
It's still an animal.
Rats are vermin.
If you want
rats
to be
are vermin, I understand
there's
that.
People, there's people keep feral cats could be classified as vermin. And there are people who keep rats as pets. So that knocks that argument on the head, Noel. I'll be straight with you. If that's the case, then why aren't people on to rent a killer?
Well, I mean, what you did, by the way, in relation to a dog would be illegal. With a cat, because they still come under a different act, by the way, they're not protected by law the same way as a dog would be. Because there are so many feral cats in the country.
It was a cat. It wasn't a dog. So that doesn't count, unfortunately.
All right, Jim. Okay, a lot of people texting in. A lot of people saying they understand your pain. They understand what you went through. And it was a difficult time for you with the smell of cat pee and everything else. But there's still no need to kill the animal.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.